The Royal Canadian Mounties are reassessing their use of tasers. The police agency's internal review follows a highly publicized taser-related death last October. As NPR's Martin Costi reports, the incident has prompted a controversy in Canada that reaches all the way to Parliament.
There have been other cases of people dying after being tasered, but this one was captured vividly on amateur video. The tape, shot in October, shows a Polish immigrant named Robert Jakanski pacing around the baggage claim at Vancouver Airport. He's been stuck there for hours. He doesn't speak English, and he appears disoriented and agitated. He throws a computer and a small folding table on the ground. Four Mounties arrive, back him against a wall, and shoot him with a taser.
At first, we're just videotaping. It was just kind of an entertainment thing.
Paul Pritchard, just coming home from a trip around the world, was the one who captured the scene.
But when you hear that zapping of the taser and you hear him screaming, that's when, you know, it became very, very real.
Witnesses say Jakanski was tasered at least twice before he died. The Mounties then took Pritchard's video, and he had to threaten legal action to get it back. When it was finally released in November, it caused a furor. And angry questions in Canada's Parliament.
How many more people are going to have to be killed by tasers before this government understands that it's time to decree a moratorium? It's time to act now. Why are they sitting on their hands?
The government won't agree to a moratorium, saying the country should wait until all the facts are in. The incident has triggered at least 9 separate investigations, including the Mounties' review of their taser policies. Steve Tuttle, spokesman for Taser International, says his company welcomes the investigations.
We went through these investigations back in 2005 in the United States, and we clearly have better taser programs now. This will only be a step in the right direction, despite it being very painful in the media, and it's difficult. This is a challenge right now for public affairs for us right now, but we're going to win this fight.
But it may be a while before the company's PR pain lets up. Canadian newspapers are now keeping a running tally of deaths following police taser use, even deaths that occur many hours or even days after the tasering. And many Canadians still seem shaken by what they saw in that video.
I believe it's my moral obligation as a Canadian citizen to stand up and say, whoa, this is not right.
Arnold Dion keeps a flock of kelp-eating sheep on islands off Nova Scotia. The video upset him so much, he erected a memorial cross on his property.
It's 16 feet high and 7.5 feet across, and it says Robert Dzinski and others.
Dion says he can accept that the taser might be useful in some situations, but he's spooked by the sight of Mounties using the taser as, in his words, a weapon of convenience. He says it just strikes him as un-Canadian. Martin Costi, NPR News.